Off to a great start today. I mean, it had to mean everything, just, you know, punching it so fast.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for us, you know, I thought offensively we did about as well as we could do in the first half. And, you know, in terms of the result, but there were even a few things that we could clean up in terms of penalties, et cetera, where we can get a little bit better, some things that we can control. But I thought the effort, you know, I thought the intent, the mindset was exactly what you want from your team. And I was proud of the way that our guys, you know, started the game. I think we could have been a little bit better in the second half. Offensively, we had some opportunities, you know, to keep going and maybe score some more points, put the game away a little bit earlier. So that'll be something that we can clean up.
You've had some great years in this league, very successful years. Are you having as much fun as you've ever had this year?
Well, when you win games, it's funny how that correlates to having fun. You know, for sure, though, I mean, it's been a fun year. We've done some good things on the offensive side of the ball. But the most important thing is all of the things that we've done have given us the opportunity that we have now. And at the end of the day, that's what you work hard for during the off season. And you know, when you're training all those days, is to give yourselves opportunities this time of the year. And I'm proud of the way our guys responded and handled that all year.
Matt, this team scored the seventh most points ever in the season. What does it mean to you to be the quarterback of the best offenses in NFL history?
You know, again, we did what we needed to do. To me, that's what you want. You want to do as an offense. That's what you want to do as a quarterback. When games shake out certain ways, you have to do what you have to do to win games. I'm proud of the way that we handled that. But at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is, you know, we've given ourselves a chance, and we have an opportunity in front of us now, and you know, it'll be fun.
Matt, the start of the game, what efficiency rate were you all operating at? You scored 5 touchdowns when you first 5.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did a great job, you know, coming out and you know, getting the ball in the end zone in the first half. I thought that was really good because we overcame some things, especially some penalties we had in the red zone. You know, that was really important for us, but we made plays when we needed to, for sure, in the first half. I thought we could have played a little bit better in the second half, but you know, it was really important to get off to a fast start, especially going against the team that you're going against, and Drew, knowing, you know, what he's capable of doing. I thought that was important for us.
And Friedman and Coleman, they were over 200 again for the third straight game combined, fifth time this season. How's that, knowing you've got those guys there and they can do different things for you?
It's huge. The combination of those two guys and their ability to make big plays for us. You know, I think Free has two really good plays for us on the first drive, and then Tevin comes in and catches a touchdown. And then, you know, I think the start of the second drive, Free just went, I forget how far it was, but it was pretty far. Their explosiveness, their unselfishness, you know, their mindset to just want to win, do whatever it takes to win. You know, guys appreciate that. Guys feel that in the locker room, that they're putting the team first. And, you know, I think they've set a great example for all of the rest of us.
As a veteran, Matt, do you appreciate the opportunity to play in the second season more? And how did one not put pressure on themselves when these opportunities are so far and few between?
Well, I think the thing that I've learned is that you have to continue to do the same things that we've done all year. You know, in my previous experiences, you know, I think that's probably the thing you learn. Don't make it any more than it is. Don't make it any less. Just continue to do what we've been doing all year. And I think, you know, the way that Dan approaches every week, and he talks about, you know, having a championship mindset every week and championship level preparation every week of the season, I think we should feel very comfortable as we move forward. We've been doing the right things and preparing the right way all year. We need to continue to do what we've been doing. Well, you know, it's essentially like a playoff win today, you know, getting us to the second round. And you know, that's – I'm proud of our guys for the way that we competed. As far as time off, you know, we'll see what Dan has scheduled for us, but it'll be a good chance for us, for guys who need the rest, need to get healthy. That'll give us an opportunity to do that this week.
Matt, you've got a lot of questions from us on the topic, and maybe friends or teammates have mentioned it. What was it like hearing 70,000-plus chanting MVP?
feels pretty good. You know, it was that was nice of our fans to do that. It was a pretty cool moment out there today. You know, so it felt really good.
I know you were in the locker room, but during halftime, Michael Vick got a standing ovation, kind of coming full circle. Very complimentary towards you before the game, saying he thinks you should win the most valuable player. When you hear a guy like that, you know, praise your game and what he's been through, what does he mean to you?
Well, you know, I've known Mike for a while, and, you know, I've always had a really, really good relationship with him. I actually saw him as I was coming out of the locker room. Heading onto the field, they had a bunch of the former guys out there, and I got to see Mike for a second. And you know, we've always had a great relationship, and he's been really supportive of me here. And you know, that's meant a lot to me throughout my career, having been, you know, such an icon for this city and such a great player. You know, his support has meant a lot to me throughout my career, and he's very nice to have said, you know, the things that he said. I think Kyle's been outstanding the entire year. You know, he has a really good feel for the guys that we have in our locker room, what they're capable of doing. And I think he's done a great job of putting everybody in positions to succeed. And that's been, you know, he's handled that as well as anybody. And, you know, I think he's done a great job this year. Play well. I mean, that's for us, that's got to be the mindset, you know, for four quarters, regardless of how the first half shakes out or three quarters shakes out. You have to have that mindset to, you know, keep the, you know, the foot on the pedal and keep going. I thought we could have done that a little better on the offensive side today, but at the end of the day, it's about getting wins, and however you got to do it to get it done, you know, that's what you have to do.